Philip Sun Papier, IPD Surgeon Care. Today's date is 02/25/2023. The question is for Leonard Johnson. Johnson spells J-O-H-N-S-O-N. Leonard spells L-E-N-A-R-D. Date of birth is 03/25/1968. This is a 54-year-old gentleman here for a follow-up period. As part of Mr. Johnson has a history of hypertension, morbid obesity, hypercholesterolemia, erectile dysfunction. Is there a follow-up for these conditions and medication? This medication refill, he states. Since his last visit, he has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. And states he has no complaints today. Period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. All systems are reviewed on a negative. Period. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert oriented. No acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 95% at room air, blood pressure 179/99, pulse 70, respiration 18, temperature 98.7, period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph, respiratory. Good inspiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen distended secondary to obesity, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, no rigidity, normal bowel sounds. Period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, microcephalus, or papules, no vesicles, or emboli. Period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities. He has 1 plus spitting edema in bilateral lower extremities. No antalgic gait. Period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented, damage recurring alerts to attend is normal, motor and sensory functions in normal, mood and effect in normal. Period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented, damage recurring alerts to attend is normal, motor and sensory functions in normal, motor and sensory functions in normal, mood and effect in normal. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is morbid obesity, number 2 is hypertension, number 3 hypercholesterolemia, number 4 erectile dysfunction. Period. Next paragraph. Labs were over the patient. Labs include CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C, T3, T4, TSH, cholesterol. My patient cannot have labs drawn today because he came in too late. He said he would return on Monday before 5 to have his labs drawn. Period. Next paragraph. Patient's medications were refilled as follows. Number 1, Crestor, 20 milligrams, 1 PO, QHS, 90 days, number 90, and number 2. Carbidolol, CRV, ED, ILOL, 12.5 milligrams, 1 PO, BID for 9 days, number 180. Next medication, metformin, 1,000 milligrams, take 1 PO, BID for 90 days. Next medication, Viagra, 25 milligrams, 1 PO, 1 to 4 hours prior coitus. Number 30. Next medication, spironolactone, 25 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days. Number 90. Next medication, allopurinol, 300 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days. Number 90. Next medication, olmesartan, /hydrochlorothiazide, 40/125 milligrams. Take 1 daily for 9 days. Number 90. Next medication, amlodipine, 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days. Number 90. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. He will return for Monday for both labs and ultrasound. Patient has long history of diabetes. He's not very reliable when it comes to taking his medication. We'd like to do ultrasound to assess his renal and liver functions as well as his prostate. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.